The unemployment rolls in Washington State and Oregon continue to swell like never before. Washington's Employment Security Department says close to 500,000 workers have applied for jobless benefits over the past 3 weeks. There are hundreds of thousands more waiting in the wings. Part-time and gig economy workers and self-employed who qualify under expanded federal benefits but are temporarily frozen out. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the wait for overloaded unemployment system to catch up is leaving the newly jobless frustrated or anxious.
Katrina Thiessen joined the ranks of millions of other unemployed Americans last month. The Olympia Seafood restaurant, where she worked as a server, closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Thiessen applied for jobless benefits right away and was denied because part-timers like her are normally ineligible.
My coworkers and I that don't qualify were all like, yes, we're going to qualify every weekend. We're like, okay, they'll turn their system off for the weekend and they'll update it is kind of our hope.
Thiessen paid attention as Congress passed a $2 trillion pandemic relief package. That bill broadens eligibility for unemployment benefits and increases the size of weekly checks. The eligibility changes are coming soon, but are not yet reflected in state computer systems that process claims for Washington and Oregon.
And I know it's a very unprecedented time and hard to hire people and hard to train people. And there's, what, I think 300,000 people in Washington, maybe even more now, that have filed for unemployment, maybe 500,000. So I do understand that factor, but it's still very frustrating for all of us sitting here wondering when we'll get paid.
The anxious, upset, or agitated comment threads on state agency and federal politicians' social media posts show there are many, many other people in this situation. There are rideshare drivers, hairdressers, freelancers, independent contractors, to name a few. Susie Levine directs the Washington State Unemployment Office.
So to all Washingtonians, we hear you. We are with you. And while I wish we could update our system faster, please know we are working around the clock to get you the money you need and give you a little peace of mind as quickly as we can.
Levine offered a firm date of April 18th to begin processing applications from laid-off workers who were previously ineligible for benefits. Oregon's Employment Department is also scrambling to get checks for that group flowing by late this month. Levine says her staff is bracing for a second wave, a tsunami, as she calls it, when the expanded, federally funded benefits are good to go.
The very good news is that this torrent of demand represents hundreds of thousands of people who are newly eligible for unemployment assistance. We don't know exactly how many people will come in and apply once we've implemented the changes in our system after the 18th, but we expect it to be significant and we are doing all we can to be ready.
Levine and her Oregon counterparts say claims will be paid retroactively to people who were stuck in limbo for the past few weeks. Once all the updates fall into place, Levine says the jobless benefits for lower to middle class workers could equal or exceed their former paychecks. That's because the federal pandemic relief includes an extra $600 per week to nearly everyone on unemployment. University of Oregon economics professor Tim Dewey says the extra pay and expanded eligibility will be useful to stop a downward spiral in the economy.
It's not optimal that it's taking so long. Unfortunately, the systems are not made to process this many claims at once, but at least we're seeing the money start to move into the system. And so that's going to help provide some more backstop that'll help minimize some of the second order conditions.
Dewey says it's hard to predict when unemployment will peak. He foresees some hiring coming back quickly when stay-at-home restrictions lift. But he says the damage in other sectors, like travel, may take a long time to recover. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.